The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health for Ulster County. With me today is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Hello, Vin.
Hi, Dr. Smith. How are you today?
Hi, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today we have a return guest to talk about all the wonderful services for Ulster County veterans. And he is Mark Cozzopoli. He is Director of Ulster County Veterans Services Agency. He's been there since 2020, and he and his team provide a wide array of services, resources, and assistance to more than 30,000 veterans and family members in the county. They work with veterans who are homeless, in crisis, need medical attention, and much more. Mark is very proud to be able to serve the needs of his fellow veterans and is always seeking ways to improve the lives of his clients and families. And today we will be focusing on some special events that they have planned and an overview of some of their services. So, Mark, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio again.
Thank you very much, Ben. Thank you, Dr. Smith. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. So, Mark, for the benefit of our listeners who didn't hear you the first time you were on, tell us about yourself, your background, and what motivated you to get involved in this position in helping veterans in Ulster County.
Absolutely. So, as the doctor said, I started this position back at the end of 2019, early 2020. Prior to that, I was active duty for the New York Air National Guard. So, I was active duty military. I first joined straight out of high school when I was 17 years old, and I went into the Air Force. After about 4 years in, traveled the world, enjoyed myself, but ended up stationed in North Dakota. And I could not get out of that cold area.
Yeah, that's cold.
I had to make a decision whether I stayed in active duty or got out. And I decided to get out and join the New York Air National Guard. And it was a wonderful decision. So I moved back home to the East Coast, and I moved into the Newburgh area, and I joined at Stewart Air National Guard Base. It was in 1998, and I became what's called a traditional guardsman. I did 3 weeks a year, 1 weekend a month, and I did that for 2 years, and I realized that I wanted to be back into the swing of things full-time and wearing the uniform full-time. So I went back active duty, but I got to stay in New York, and I was able to do it for the New York Air National Guard. So from 2000 until I retired in 2020, that's what I did. I was active duty at Stewart Air National Guard Base. I worked my way up through the logistics squadron. So I was a warehouseman when I first started and worked my way up through the entire squadron, became the senior enlisted leader of that squadron, where we moved everything, all assets, people, equipment around the world. Till eventually I became what was called the senior enlisted leader of the base. And I was very fortunate to serve as the command chief master sergeant of Stewart Air National Guard Base from 2015 until I retired in 2020. And, what a honorable, humbling experience that was. When you're the leader that they look to for just about everything that goes on. It is a very humbling experience. It's one that I learned that you have to serve from the front. You have to be a servant leader. You have to be someone that's going to do whatever is necessary to take care of the troops. And, that's what I focused on during that time. Wasn't easy. We actually had two airmen that worked for us that were killed in action in Afghanistan during that time. So, you can imagine the ups and downs of being a wing that has so much activity, so many things going on, and then actually losing people. And, if you're not bought in, you're not doing what's right for the people. And, I was 100% bought in, did everything that I could to help take care of them, to look after them. I deployed 4 times to the combat zone myself through my time. And when it was time to hang up the boots, this position presented itself, and it couldn't have been a better transition for me. My job really was to take care of the airmen, and now my job is to take care of the veterans. And then that's what we do. My office, I'm very proud of what we do. Every day, day in and day out, we're there to help our veterans with whatever issues that they might face, whether it be small issues with the VA or major issues such as homelessness and in crisis.
Well, you know, Mark, thank you for your service, and thank you for bringing that service to the people of Ulster County. We really are very fortunate to have somebody of your, with your experience and your dedication to service the veterans now that their time in service is over and they're trying to live their retirement years with the supports that they deserve. So thank you for what you've done.
Oh, thank you.
And I know that, Stuart, I know too that that Air National Guard base, you know, they, if I'm not mistaken, fly the biggest C-5A cargo planes, right? And so not only just for military missions, but also to relief missions around the world.
Yes, disaster relief. And so they were the C-5A, transitioned to the C-17 Globemaster about 8 years ago, mm-hmm. because it's a much more viable airframe, mm-hmm. more flexible, can get in and out of,
short runways and
areas. Stuff. Yeah, a lot easier, but also keeps us viable going forward as a, the New York Air National Guard, we're very large. We have a very large fleet for the Air Force, believe it or not, and making sure that we still had a viable airframe that we could utilize and become proficient in going forward was very strategically smart for our wing. So we did transition out of the C-5, but we do disaster relief. And also, we were the base, and I say we because I still think of myself as part of the wing there, was instrumental in the Afghanistan refugees being moved from Bagram Air Base, you know, to and from different countries back even to the United States. You know, when we were had the big pullout of Afghanistan, those aircraft were instrumental in getting innocent people, you know, out of Afghanistan, and not just Americans.
Terrific. So
they do a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, you know, my dad flew on a B-17 in World War II, so that was the Army Air Corps. And I grew up as a kid just like being enamored with, you know, with airplanes and all of that, you know, so Air Force guys go. Anyway, yeah. Mark, so can you give us our listeners just a quick overview of some of the highlight some of the programs and services that you offer? And we just have a couple of minutes here in the first segment of the program.
Sure. So Veterans Services Agency is exactly that. We're here. You know, we're created to help our veterans with whatever issues they may have. So whether it is working with the VA, if they need help with paperwork, getting VA health care, VA compensation, we have dedicated veteran service officers to do that. But we do much, much more than just that. We also provide transportation. So we have a fully functioning and robust transportation program. We go to the Albany VA on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, taking veterans to their appointments. We also go to Castle Point VA in Wappingers Falls twice a week. And then we will do local emergency type doctor's appointments for veterans, you know, when we have availability. So I have a pretty nice size fleet. We have five drivers. One is full time and we have multiple vehicles. We have a bus, a couple of handicap accessible vans. And when we have that availability, we can take veterans to their appointments, such as dialysis or whatever else that they might need that they're having trouble getting to. We also run a cemetery. Ulster County is very proud to be able to bury our veteran and their spouse for free. And we just built this beautiful National Cemetery Standard extension over New Paltz Rural Cemetery, where our original veteran section is. It's a 3,000 plot expansion with a gorgeous columbaria, a committal shelter, and it really is a beautiful, dignified, honorable burial place for our heroes. And we do it free of charge for the veteran and their spouse.
That's really wonderful. That's great.
Yeah, that is huge. And it is gorgeous. And it's a place that they're deserving and want to be. You know, when the time comes, it's a place that you would be proud to be buried in.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, it's definitely it's wonderful. And we have other programs. We have our homeless veterans program. We run the Patriot House Project here in Kingston. It's a 90-day transitional home. It's like a step-up program for our veterans who have already been through the VA prescribed treatment centers that are ready to get back onto their feet. They're ready to get back into permanent housing and permanent employment. We get them into this transitional home where they can really just stay there, have a nice place to live, feel comfortable while they get their feet back under them and move back into society in a, you know, in a positive way.
Beautiful place. I remember when that was being built, yeah. The community really stepped it up. Like everything was donated, appliances, building materials, and a lot of businesses in the community and individuals really pitched in. It's really amazing.
And a lot of, yeah, it is. And a lot of businesses and people still, you know, do the right thing. They stop by, they take care of the veterans, they drop food off. Our county does a great job of keeping up on that building itself, where it's maintained very well. And they have a you know, place that they can be proud of, at least to stay for a while, that they know is clean and is somewhere that they can just hang their hat for a short period of time till they can get themselves going.
Sounds great, Mark. And I'm sure our listeners are going to want to know a lot more about your programs, but also there are a couple of particular environmental health hazard issues that we want to discuss, and also a special event. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on Magic 92.5 WGHQ.
You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Welcome back. Our special guest today is Mark Cosopoli. Mark is the director of the Office for Veterans Affairs in Ulster County. Mark, could you tell us a little bit more about a recently passed act known as the PACT Act?
Yes, Dr. Smith, thank you for bringing that up. So the PACT Act, it's called the Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxins. So the United States government has recognized that we failed our Vietnam veterans for many, many years, dealing with the toxins from Agent Orange and any other exposures that they faced during those time frames, and the different types of diseases and injuries that they caused. So after all these years, they finally got around to, okay, how do we help make sure that we don't miss this again for our new generation of veterans? So they came up with the PACT Act. And this really is in place now to try to get ahead of it for the new generation of veterans, because veterans such as myself who've deployed, we spend months and months on end in the war zone, but we're exposed to burn pits and toxic exposure. They burn just about everything you can imagine out in these war zones, because we can't leave anything behind for the enemy. And when you're out there, you're breathing in these toxins on a daily basis. So this act now is active. It's been approved obviously by Congress and the president signed into law. And what it does is it allows anybody who is deployed since Desert Storm to receive VA healthcare. And if you have any of the presumptive conditions that could be caused from these toxins, you could then receive VA healthcare, for those specifics, and then also VA compensation. And that's where my office would be able to come into play. So if there's a veteran out there, whether it be in the Vietnam era or even someone who's more recent, and they feel like they have an issue from their time in service and they've ended up with bladder cancer or something along those lines, they could come see us and we would help them with their paperwork and get them the compensation that they deserve. And more importantly, it's not just for them, but it could also be for their family member. If the veteran is ill let's get them in here, because if we can get them approved and get them certified that what they have was caused by their time in service, then their loved one, you know, their spouse can receive some money, you know, monthly, on a monthly basis for the rest of their life as well. And it's the least that our country could do for exposing people to these types of toxins in defense of our country. For the younger generation of veterans, I strongly encourage you to come out and see us. People think you think you're fine. You think everything's okay. Right now you might be fine. You might be feeling well, but just getting yourself the VA healthcare, just get yourself on the burn pit registries, just coming on in and letting us help get you into a, you know, create a file on you, advances your issues just in case something does transpire down the road, and then we can be better prepared to help you.
You know, it should be noted, Mark, that here in New York, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation prohibits the burning of garbage for that very reason, because you don't know what toxins exist in all of the things that you might be burning, from plastics to chemicals to, you know, household items, whatever those things are. And, you know, certainly, you know, it's quite possible that President Biden's son, Beau, was exposed to in his time in service to a burn. He was exposed to burn.
Yeah. So, and, leads to all types of cancers, all types of tumors. And just imagine, so that's, you know, garbage. Imagine what we're burning at military installations.
Yeah.
Over Afghanistan.
Absolutely.
Mark, I have a question for you. And I think it's always good to make sure that, as you said, that even if they're currently not experiencing some of these health problems, that the veteran come to your office to be able to register in the system, as it were. Now, if that veteran were to, say, leave Ulster County and go somewhere else, I imagine this system would sort of be there for them regardless of where they might, you know, move to or what have you. Is that true?
Correct. Yeah, correct. It would allow us to help you get you enrolled in the VA system, the VA healthcare, and then we would create a file locally, but you would at least be in the federal system. So if you did move and wherever you went, you have access to healthcare should something ever come of your time in service. Should you come down with a cancer, you and your family should not have to worry about it. The government should cover that for you, because they're the ones, you know, we raised our hands to serve, you know, since Vietnam, it has been of all voluntary service, but we don't pick and choose where we have to serve. And our country, you know, sends us to all these austere locations. And, you know, we've been sent to Afghanistan, Iraq, all over the place. And if you end up getting these types of injuries or diseases, let the government help you. You know, don't take it on yourself. Don't take it on with your family. Let those that you went to serve and protect help you.
Mark, speaking of environmental toxins, we've all heard a lot about the water contamination at Camp Lejeune. Can you shed some light on that for us?
Yeah, that's a very confusing situation for a lot of people. So you see it all over the news, and there's a couple different things that are going on with the Camp Lejeune water contamination. So it's been proven that the water was contaminated for, you know, years down at Camp Lejeune, and it affected not only the service members, but the family members that were living on those bases. So same situation as with the PACT Act. If you were a Marine or somebody who served on Camp Lejeune and you have certain cancers or these presumptive conditions, you should immediately come see a VSO, someone in our office, or go to the VA, do something to get yourself registered, because you could be entitled to some significant compensation for that. Again, Mark, you were, yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, we are, go ahead. I just have a few more minutes left, and I want to make sure I get your special events in here. Sure.
And then they have the commercials for the law, you know, they have the court cases and the everything else with Camp Lejeune. That's not something that we would be involved with whatsoever. But if there are people out there who have injuries from Camp Lejeune, they have the sicknesses and they feel like they're owed, then they should go feel comfortable going to a lawyer and getting into that class action suit. But that is not something that we do. That's not something we work with. But if there is anybody that was stationed in Camp Lejeune and they've come down with any of those presumptive sicknesses, they should come see us immediately. Same thing with the PACT Act, and same thing with anything. If you served and you feel like your injuries or your sickness or anything that's come over you since you've served is due to your time in the military, come see us and let's see what we can do for you.
So, Mark, before we do run out of time, I know that you have ongoing events, but also a very special event coming up. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So we have a very special event. It's going to be the third annual Ulster County Salutes Our Heroes event. It's on September 16th at the Ulster County Fairgrounds from 6 to 9 p.m. So again, September 16th, Ulster County Fairgrounds from 6 to 9 p.m. This year is being brought to you by Westchester Medical Center. So Westchester Medical Center is the title sponsor. And then we're going to also have fireworks, music, food trucks, kids activities, guest speakers. The whole point of this event is to bring the community together to honor and respect our first responders and veterans who do so much for us every day. And then also show our respects for those that we lost on 9/11 22 years ago. You know, it's come pretty quickly that 9/11 happened. We had the 20-year anniversary. That's when we started this event. And this year, partnering with Westchester Medical Center, they're going to have a trailer on site where they're going to be providing just some tests available. So they're going to have some clinicians available. Health Alliance, Westchester Medical Center will be there talking about the facility that they have in Kingston and also across the river in Dutchess County in Poughkeepsie. And we're going to be there with our guest speaker this year is a retired FDNY captain who was trapped in the North Tower, on 9/11. So the point is to bring the community together so they can hear from our heroes who are there, boots on ground, tell their stories, but at the same time, share in the fellowship of of this great nation that we have, to thank our veterans, thank our first responders for everything they do, enjoy ourselves while we listen to some stories that bring us back to those horrific times, at the same time that we can show our respect and honor and appreciation for the country we live in and the people who do so much to keep us safe.
That's so beautifully said, and it sounds like it's a wonderful healing event, and we all need that healing for sure. So thank you for being sponsoring that, Mark.
Yeah, we can never say thank you enough. So Mark, tell us our listeners where they can reach you and your agency.
Excellent. So just to quickly touch back about that event, it's again, Ulster County Salutes Our Heroes. We do that with the Hope for Heroes Foundation. And this year, Westchester Medical Center, Health Alliance are the co-sponsors with us. Our agency is located on Albany Avenue in Kingston. We're at 5 Development Way. Phone number is 845-340-3190. 845-340-3190. We are on Facebook. We have a group that I share all kinds of information, whether it's veterans news, resources, events, anything you would want to know about the Hudson Valley veteran community is on this page. And that's called the Ulster County Veteran News, Resources, and Events. Again, it's a Facebook group, Ulster County Veteran News, Resources, and Events. Our website is ulstercountynewyork.gov, and you can look up Veteran Services. I do want to talk about our Vet-to-Vet program for Ulster County. They can be located at www.hvncvr, so Hudson Valley National Center Veterans Reintegration.org, hvncvr.org. They're our community partner and do the Vet to Vet program for Ulster. And Hope for Heroes Foundation is heroeshope.org.
Wonderful, Mark. And I'm sorry that we have to cut you a little bit short because we are out of time. Thank you so much for your service and for your ongoing, you and your colleagues, ongoing service to our veterans. They deserve it so much and more. Thank you very much. And you're listening.
Thank you, Mark.
You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.